When I was looking for a sponsor for this show, I was so excited to find out that my favorite offering maybe ever was available, and that's Audible. I have been using Audible for over 15 years, if not more. I have hundreds of books on there. I listen to audiobooks just as much as I listen to podcasts, probably, which is a lot. And I love, of course, reading physical books. I just don't make enough time for it right now. And I know that if I wait to make the time, then I won't be able to get to the book for a long time. So sometimes having the audio version available is really, really helpful. And then this is, I think, more relevant for the kinds of books that I would listen to, which are like a lot of spiritual teachings and maybe like business books and things that are not the nonfiction type. I do listen to nonfiction as well, but I definitely listen to the other books a lot more, at least historically speaking. So it was nice because a lot of times I could listen to the book. And then if I wanted to get the book later, the actual physical book, I could go through it as well. And I'd have a deeper understanding, especially when it was like a esoteric concept. I really loved that so much. I think that having the audio version of a book is so, it's such a wonderful offering because our culture moves really quickly. And it is really important that we sit and read physical books. However, it's also really good that we can listen to things and get that information still. And it's totally mind expanding when you have that availability, which is one of the reasons I love podcasts and that, of course, I'm sitting here doing it. So that's one reason I love Audible. I also really love it because I really feel like we have so many, again, messages that come at us all the time in culture. You know, our phones, our social media, the television, the radio, everywhere we go, there's somebody saying something. And I really believe it's important to curate what you put in your ears, and you actually have control over that. With something like Audible, you can really be specific, and it's very individual to you what you want to listen to and how you want to shape your mind and how you want to shape your point of view and what kind of other perspectives do you want to try on and see through somebody else's eyes. I think that that is an incredible practice to really expand your life in so many ways. And so I'm really excited that they are a sponsor of the show, and there's a link in the bio. They do a 30-day free trial, and then I think it's like $15 after that a month. And I'm telling you, it is one of my treasured collections that I have. It's been just incredibly impactful in my life in so many ways. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't have it. So I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell. And I hope you go ahead and use that link. And thank you for being here. And we'll see who the next sponsor is too. I'm only going to try to pick things that I really get excited about myself personally. And Audible 100% is one of them. All right, back to the episode. Hi, my name is Greta Hotmer, and this is Thought Experiment Called Life, a podcast for multi-passionate, multi-creative people living unconventional lives. If you find everything interesting, if you want to just know all the things, you might enjoy this podcast. I definitely will talk about all the things. I didn't want to do this podcast for a long time because I couldn't figure out what niche to fall into, and I just decided maybe that was my niche, is all the things. So I will be talking about a bunch of things from jujitsu to herbalism and nutrition to chronic disease to being a multi-passionate creative person, how to kind of go about those things and spirituality and just a lot of different things. So these are all the things that I care about and more. And today I haven't really done a deep dive on any of the plants yet. So we are approaching a couple episodes in. I'm not sure when I'm releasing this one. So I've been doing a bunch of episodes, but we're going to really get into a little bit of herbalism today. So today I'm going to talk about five plants that changed my life, five of my favorite plants that I use regularly. I got into herbalism after living with Lyme disease for a very long time, and Western medicine only took me kind of so far, and I started getting into plant medicine. If you want to go and listen to the episode where I talk about my Lyme disease experience, I believe it's episode 6, and it's a long one, but especially if you have any autoimmune disease, and if you have Lyme disease, something like that, you might find it relatable at the very least, which is why I shared it, because I think sometimes that experience can be very isolating, and I wanted to share something that helps you not feel so alone. I know when other people have shared their stories like that, it helped me not feel crazy, helped me not feel so alone. So I hope that it's helpful if you do listen to it. None of this is medical advice, even what I'm saying today, nothing of what I shared in that story is either. Really, anything that I pass along, I would definitely, if you're interested in those things, please talk to whoever your practitioner is. I'm happy to point you in the direction of practitioners that I know that are wonderful. And typically speaking, when we're talking herbalism, you're probably going to have better luck talking to somebody who's got an open mind and a more integrative approach. It's been my experience for the most part that mostly Western medicine might not, they just don't have like the same interest in some of the herbalism portion of things yet. It's changing for sure. And it makes me really happy because they should all be able to play together. I personally have a very integrative mindset. My feeling is that there's a time and a place for everything. And it's not about anyone being wrong or right. It's just kind of knowing what to use when. That's kind of how I look at things. My mom was an OBGYN, the badass doctor. She's retired now. She was a surgeon. And she really helped me qualify and quantify everything that I, you know, believe or share or pass along. And likewise, you know, she was really wonderful about listening to the things that I wanted to share with her as well. So when you find somebody who's open to listening to when and how you utilize these things, that's really where like the magic happens. And of course, with any of these things, you know, it's the dose is the medicine or the poison kind of thing too, right? So there's that as well. So I'm going to share five plants that I really love a lot. There's no like specific category necessarily. I definitely would say three of them are mostly, they're a little bit more Lyme specific or autoimmune specific. So I'll just start with the plant that like brought me back to life. You've probably heard of this plant now, by now at least. I feel like I have been its spokesperson for like 12 years, since I was like 30. So I've been like, ashwagandha is the plant. I love ashwagandha so much. I feel like I'm gonna get it like tattooed on my body. It saved me, quite honestly. It's been a friend to me for a very long time. So when I was 30, I was on all the, you know, I was still like coming off of like pain medication, Adderall for Lyme disease. So like that was kind of the maintenance that we came up with. So pain medication because I was in a lot of pain, Adderall to keep me awake because I was so exhausted. And I just knew that wasn't a place that I should be living in very long because that's a really intense combination. Like we didn't really have the doctors I was working with, we didn't really have a better solution at the time. But everybody around me was abusing those things. So I was like, I don't know how different that makes me right now in this scenario. And I didn't see it like long term for me. I was like, this is not a sustainable long term path for me. And I kept hearing, I was like looking more into alternative healing at this point. And I kept seeing this name, ashwagandha. And it just like kind of made me giggle. Like, I don't know, I just thought the name was funny. And something I, you know, we'll talk about a lot with like your intuition and things that call to you. When I say it calls to you, it's almost like there's like a little highlighter on it in some way. To me, that's how it feels. And that's how it felt with this. I felt like it was funny and it caught my attention. And that it was like, look at me, check me out. Like, check it out more. Why do you think it's so funny? See what kind of benefits I have. I'm here to help. So I started investigating more about ashwagandha and I was like, I think this plant may help me. That would be amazing if it did. But at this point, I was very hopeless of anything helping me. I had tried everything, hence the regimen that I was on. It was just like, we'll just do this and because we don't know what else to do with you. So for my emotional state, I said, I'm just going to take it every day at the dosage that seems to make sense from what I was reading. And I'm just going to take it and just kind of see how it goes. I'm not going to like examine like in a few days and see how it feels or in a few weeks and see how it feels. It took me about 3 months actually. And 3 months of, it was about 800 milligrams a day, maybe 1200 sometimes. So specifically I use the Gaia brand, which I talk about this in the Lyme episode as well. But I use the Gaia brand. I love their potency. They're a wonderful herbalism company. I would love them to be a sponsor. I don't know if they do that, but well, maybe one day. So the Gaia brand, and it was 3 capsules, and I would take those 3 capsules every day. In 3 months or so, I was having an easier time just going to the grocery store, which was really hard for me to do. Like it was, I would go grocery shopping and just be, I mean, if I even made it through, it was just that was my day. That was like the big event for the week, maybe, you know, it was like, that was a big deal. So I started to be able to do that a little bit easier. And then I just felt like I had a little bit more reserve left in my gas tank. More and more that kept happening, and I just stayed committed to it. And truly, you know, it probably took, I want to say 2 or 3 years for me to really feel like I had really come back to life. So I was about 33 or so, but that's when I decided to go get my master's for herbalism and nutrition through Maryland University of Integrative Health. And not that it would take that long normally, but again, if you listen to my story, I was really not doing well. So that made sense in that scenario. But for most people, ashwagandha, you know, the thing I love about it is that, so it's an adaptogen, and an adaptogen is basically, the easiest way to remember it is that it's going to help you adapt. That's like, you know, it's kind of straightforward in that way. It helps you adapt. So it'll help your body and your adrenal system adapt to stress. So whether it, and it's a modulator too. So whether you are overstressed, overstimulated, or kind of just exhausted and just totally depleted, it will help calibrate you. So the adaptability is actually a calibration. And I just think that's beautiful. These are some of the things that I really love about plants, is that they have quite a magical way of working with our bodies, and this is one of them. It's good for stress. It's good for sleep. The name translates to strength of a horse. It's good for gentlemen in that regard. It is good for just mood in general. It's good to help reduce inflammation. I think of it as fortifying. The other translation is smell of a horse. It's not the best translation, but that's more just the root itself smells kind of smelly, so like feet or something. But, you know, it's one of those things that when I was practicing with clients and they would use it, I would see a lot of times about in 2 weeks or so, they would notice a difference. So if you're not, you know, having a chronic autoimmune issue and you are just feeling run down or overstressed or over, just like you're about to redline yourself, you're getting to that burnout place, you know, besides making the necessary adjustments in your lifestyle so that you don't burn yourself out, taking something like ashwagandha is really, really helpful so that you are not redlining yourself and not putting yourself like into a deficit of your energy, and also will help with your immune system too. So it's one of those things that you can take, you know, a lot of people will take it at night because it does help with sleep. I kind of will do both. If I feel like I'm teetering on burning myself out and going to have like a flare up or something, I'll take it both in the morning and the night. And there are a lot of really great brands. I just really like the Gaia brand because the potency is more. One of the other herbs I'll talk about, I also like the Gaia brand for that because they just do a really good job of having really good potency and not 500 capsules. I'm pretty sure one capsule, I'm going to check on this. I think one capsule is 400 milligrams, or maybe it's 200, but I don't remember exactly, but it's not a lot, you know? So as somebody who has, we have a bookshelf full of supplements, and it's really nice when there aren't six supplements to take for one product, because you're like, I have another six over here and another six over there. So ashwagandha is definitely something, if you are feeling very stressed, if you are feeling mentally foggy, if you've been through some shit and you just need that extra fortification in your body, I would definitely recommend looking into it. Again, talk to your practitioners. It's not safe during pregnancy. There's some debate on that, but let's just to cover my bases there, you know. And it's a wonderful plant. So check it out. If you also find that it is calling to you, it offers so many wonderful benefits. I literally haven't shut up about it since it saved me. So the next plant that I love is called motherwort. Motherwort is also, its name translates to lion-hearted, which I just love so much. And honestly, as I start talking about plants, I feel like I just want to sit here and tell you about all the plants that I love. So I will be continuing this, even if they're not like the ones that changed my life forever. There's just so many that I love. Motherwort is just incredible for if you have anxiety. So if you have anxiety and or like heart palpitations, things that are overwhelming in that sense, heart palpitations that are either linked to menopause or are linked to like hyperthyroidism. Also, I get heart palpitations with Lyme disease, so I'll use it for that too sometimes. But I usually use it in a tincture form, and it just works really well. It works really quickly. I feel like it is truly a balm, like a healing, a hug, a lion-hearted hug. It's not sedative. It's not going to make you feel loopy. It's not going to do any of those things. You just take a deep breath, you know? And definitely if you're feeling anxiety, being able to pair any of these modalities, right, with other modalities too. So breathing exercises, any kind of somatic exercises. I always highly recommend having a therapist and somebody who can guide you along those realms as well. But motherwort is just one of those plants that is a lifesaver if you do experience anxiety and tension like that. You can have it at night. You can have it during the day. I like the herb farm tincture a lot. I mean, tinctures in general are definitely like a little, you know, Mary Ruth's actually does a really, really great job with tinctures. I don't know that they have a motherwort tincture yet, but Mary Ruth in general, their tinctures taste really good, which is really nice because tinctures are like real, unless you need something to have a better quality. Like sometimes you're just like, you want to take that tincture, but you're like, oh my God. So finding something to drink it with always works. I typically just do a really small amount of water, like very small, and then just do a few of the droppers in there and just down the hatch, and maybe just have something yummy afterwards to get that taste out of your mouth if need be. It works quickly. It feels like a big hug. I love it. It helped me so many times. I definitely used it a lot during COVID. I remember specifically during that time. Yeah, it was one of those things. And I was staying with my mom a lot during that time. And both of us, we would just be like, have a little like, cheers, motherwort kind of moment. So that was really nice too. Definitely look into motherwort if you're looking for something to help with those moments of anxiety. This is not going to replace something like Xanax or anything like that. But if you're looking to, you know, move away from those things, obviously talk to your practitioners about how to do that safely. And if they are open-minded to seeing if there's something, for instance, if before you take a medication, maybe try the tincture first and some breathing exercises, see how you're feeling, and then go from there. It's like a nice, gentle way. That's kind of how when I was taking Vicodin and Adderall. So I had just like constant migraines and just pain everywhere. And it was scary to let go of that safety net, because it meant I could like actually go out and do things, you know, but I also was tethered to this medication. So I would start to just see if I could try something like, you know, if I took ibuprofen, which is still not great, but it was better, right? So I would kind of see what less invasive option, let's put it that way, that I could start with. And then if I needed to, then I could go to that medication. And I was able to get off of everything pretty quickly by doing that, because I was able to trust myself that I didn't need it in that sense. I'm not saying this works for everybody. I'm not saying that's the way to do it necessarily. I'm just saying this is something that you could think about and talk about with your practitioners. Okay, the third one is Vitex, or sometimes called chaste tree or chaste berry. You may see it in all those ways. So Vitex is the Latin name. Depends on the brand of, again, I usually use Gaia brand for this as well. Pretty much most of the herbalism things that I get, if they're in capsule form, I tend to get them from Gaia brand. I really like Mary Ruth's tinctures, and I really like Herb Farm's tinctures. Farm, PHARM. So those are the ones that I've played with a bunch. There's so many great companies that are out there and just keep growing. So, you know, figure out the ones that you like. Those are just the ones that I happen to have used. So Vitex is wonderful. I'll tell you like some precaution things about it, but for the most part, I'll just start with that. If you have a wacky, this is for women. If you have a wacky cycle, if you've been on birth control for a long time, if you have terrible PMS, if you have PCOS, if you have just any kind of hormonal, I mean, even going into perimenopause and all of that. So like if you have hormonal imbalances that are ruining things, that are disrupting your life, talk to your practitioner about taking Vitex and see how that works. So I'll tell you how I do it. So I was on birth control for at least 15 years. My mom was an OBGYN, so we had it a lot. And when I got off of it, my cycle was really wacky. It would be like gone for 2 months and then there for like 3 weeks or something crazy. So I started looking at Vitex and then I started taking it and figuring out like the way to take it that worked best. And I have the, you know, knock on wood, I have the most easeful cycles and have for a long time, which is, I'm very grateful since everything else has been like a lot harder. Thank you for that. So really don't get much PMS. Don't get like, you know, tenderness. Don't really get that bad. Like I get, you know, cramps here and there, but compared to what it used to be, it's like nothing different. I almost feel bad complaining about it when I do have a cramp, because I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, this is really nothing at all. So the way that it works best is for most people to do it consistently in this way. So if you track your cycle, which I recommend you tracking your cycle, because it just makes life a lot easier in so many ways. So track your cycle. And when you start ovulating about 2 weeks out from your menstruation, then you start taking Vitex. If you take the Gaia brand, you would take either one or two capsules a day, depending on how wacky your cycle's been. So you would just take that, let's just say two capsules a day leading up to your cycle. And then you would stop maybe, I usually stop like 2 or 3 days before my period actually starts, and just do that each month. It's really easy and it works so well. So this will also help with any kind of fertility issues too, because it's going to help, you know, I think of a lot of these plants as like calibrating. It's regulating and calibrating. So very much highly recommend it. The only area that I've heard some adverse activity with it is if somebody has like pretty severe bipolar and some mental health issues in that sense. So I would definitely check with your practitioners about that. I've heard a couple people have increased symptoms with that, with taking Vitex. I don't know if they were taking it the way that I just described from the 2 weeks out from your cycle, from your menstruation. So I'm not really sure, but I have heard that before. So of course, if you start taking something and you start feeling really weird, you know, obviously talk to your practitioner and maybe don't keep taking that. But that's generally in a more severe case. So, but I want to pass it along because for many, many women, it's like there's this like my cycle, it's this battle, it's this time that just takes us out for so long. And it doesn't really have to be that way. We can actually make friends with our cycle. And I'm actually going to go, sorry, gentlemen, if you're listening to this, I'm going to go, actually, no, not sorry. Because you know what, if you have ladies in your life, please pass this along. And it will help everybody. There's a couple other things that I want to talk about in terms of our cycles. You know, there are ways for us to make friends with it. And there are ways for us to have it be a positive part of our life and not something that just like dominates in a way that is so disruptive. So Vitex. Oil of oregano. I probably talk about oil of oregano as much as I talk about ashwagandha. Oil of oregano is just always in our home. We need to make, especially during the flu season. I talk about it at our gym a lot, and I hope that everybody is acquiring it because it will help you not get sick. It's just, it's a miracle worker in that sense. It's one of those things, it's hard sometimes to talk about, you know, don't get sick and take these things because we've all been through a lot with that, and everybody has some idea about how that works. And all of that. But oil of oregano is basically nature's antibiotic, antiviral. It's pretty incredible the way that it works. Again, I use the Gaia brand theme. The Gaia brand, again, has the potency that is most effective in my opinion. It is a good strong potency, again, for not like to get the same amount of potency in other brands for what Gaia has, you'd have to take probably 2 or 3 times the amount of capsules, where they did a really good job of concentrating it into their capsules. So if you feel like you're getting sick, I'm saying if you have, like for me, usually it's a weird sneeze. Like I sneeze and I'm like, my throat feels a little strange now. And I used to be like, oh no, I'm sure it's fine. But I'm like, so I will take oil of oregano immediately after that. If I sneeze and it feels a little weird, I will take 2 or 3 capsules right then because I'm not trying to get sick. It always works. And I, of course, I can't, this is not medical advice and blah, 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 and all those things. I'm just saying it's very, very effective. And, you know, if I missed that sneeze and somehow it came some other way and I feel like I'm really getting sick and, you know, I'll start taking 3 capsules 2 times a day until symptoms alleviate. And sometimes, you know, you make like if you caught it too late and you do get sick, you get sick, but it won't last as long and it won't be as severe. And especially if you pair oil of oregano with NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, you're usually pretty good. So NAC, and then this is about herbs, but I will talk about NAC as well. N-acetylcysteine will help your liver, help you detox fat like more effectively. So it's the precursor for glutathione. It's what the hospitals use if somebody's ODing on Tylenol. It helps your joints. It helps all parts of your body functioning, your brain. It's something you can take on a regular basis, but it's really, really helpful in particular if you are trying to get over being sick, like if you had a lingering sickness or if you are getting sick, to help it not be as severe and to last as long. So I like pairing those two together. And usually with NAC, I don't really have a brand preference for NAC. It's pretty standard across the board as far as I've seen. I mean, in terms of brands of supplements, of other supplements, I really love Thorn a lot. They're really, really wonderful. If they're a little, they're like medium priced, but they're one of the best. So I would usually do, let's say, 3 oil of oregano in the morning, evening, and then maybe 2 NAC morning and evening until symptoms subside would be a protocol that you could use. Again, talk to your practitioners. I'm just going to keep disclaiming. I'm just telling you what has worked for myself, my family, my clients that I've had before, and you know, people that I've talked to and stuff, and also clinically has been shown. And also NAC is really good for any kind of respiratory situations. Oil of oregano, get it in your house, have it around. Do not hesitate to take it. Don't like do the whole like, oh, I should be fine. It's like, if you feel a little weird, take 2 capsules. Like there's no harm, no foul. It's really good for you in general. And it's it's incredibly potent and will be very effective. And how much does it suck to get sick and be like laid out for a week when you're like, you wanted to do something else. And instead you just can't breathe out your nose and your throat hurts and it sucks. Just take the 2 capsules or the 3 capsules and definitely just stay on that regimen until you feel better. As I said, not medical advice here. I'm like, do this thing. I think you can understand what I'm saying. So love oil of oregano. It has been a total game changer, keeping us healthy. Okay, the last one, even though there's just so many more that I want to share, but I will share those at some point. The last one is resveratrol. So resveratrol, and in particular, this is, I started taking this for Lyme disease specifically, but as an anti-inflammatory, it's very, very powerful in general. So my fiance, Matt, has type 1 diabetes, also gets a lot of the auto, it's an autoimmune disease, so he gets a lot of the autoimmune, you know, joys that come with that in terms of inflammation. And we both will take resveratrol. I started taking it, so if I start getting a flare-up and just I'm getting a lot of crazy joint pain, I'll start taking that for a few days, and it really helps to reduce that joint pain really, really quickly. Same happens, you know, for anybody with any kind of autoimmune situation. So it's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and an immunomodulator. So again, when you hear the modulator thing, it's like calibration. So it helps your immune system as well. I just want to share in terms of what I think is pretty cool for the Lyme disease portion of it. This is just the things that I love about plants. I feel like plants really know that they are here to help us, and we should help them too with all our pollination and all of those good things. So the resveratrol, of course, people have heard about it being in, you know, red wine and things like that. The resveratrol that is used specifically in this context and also for Lyme disease comes from Japanese knotweed, which, if you know anything about Lyme disease, it started in the northeast, like New England area of the country, and has spread from there. And also in that region, Japanese knotweed is invasive. Somebody, I guess, brought it over at some point, but it's growing like crazy. And as much as we don't want, you know, invasive of plants and all of that, to me, I find it synchronistic somehow that the plant that is really, really, like really, really helpful for that pain and inflammation should kind of be one of those first line of defense things when you have those flare-ups coming up, is growing everywhere. It's just like, please use me, I'm growing everywhere, like look. So I just kind of love that. These are the things that I love about nature, and I love about plants in general. So with resveratrol, it's also used for rheumatoid arthritis. It's been shown to be used for lupus as well. Again, if you just think the arthritic kind of pain, it's really, really helpful. Works pretty quickly as well. We usually aim for about 1,000 milligrams when we take it. It's a pretty potent dosage of it. And there is a company, let me take a look, I always forget the name. There's one company that I found that we've been using for a while that I like. It's A Squared Nutrition. I'll put all the links for everything in the show notes here. It's 2 capsules for 1,000 milligrams, which is really nice because, again, it's not, you know, 5 capsules, which a lot of times you'll see. Understanding your dosages for these really make a difference. That's why I'm recommending certain, I'm telling you about certain brands, because I know those dosages are in alignment with like the effectiveness of it. So a lot of times you'll see studies done with plants that are not good because either there wasn't enough or they used so much that it was not good as well. The interesting thing about herbalism, and the reason that I didn't really choose herbalism over nutrition or vice versa, is that to me, it all kind of blends together. Most herbalism in folk medicine, in history and traditions, was in food in some way, so you almost couldn't overdo it. Even like our levels of turmeric that we have in supplements, I'll talk about it some other time, but having really, really, really potent levels of like more than you would eat in a meal can actually inhibit some part of our detoxification pathways. And there are times to do that. There's a reason why they do it that way, and I'll talk about it later. But just saying that, like, sometimes the mega dose isn't what you need. It's just like a perfect dose. You know, it's like a little bit, it's not too little, it's not too much, but there's a little magic dose going on there. So, and a lot of that has to do with you working with your practitioner and playing with that dose to figure out what's going to work best for you. But, you know, we're really fortunate to have a really great landscape of herbalists, of nutritionists, of integrative practitioners who have a much better understanding of how to utilize and prescribe some of these modalities in terms of the folk medicine approach. So I definitely implore you to look more into it and see what is, you know, as I say, calling to you. See what kind of like sticks out to you and seems like maybe you want to investigate some more, and then find somebody that you can work with who will help guide you through that process. I'm always happy to answer questions. I may eventually open up to working with people again. I just, right now, I would like to teach. That's kind of the space that I'm in at the moment. And I do know some really wonderful people who can help guide you through some of this process as well. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was interesting. These are plants that have made tremendous impact in my life. I think herbalism and folk medicine is really, really important and very empowering, because it is something that, as you learn about it, it is very safe in perspective to everything else. Again, because a lot of times they're in food dosage or like a tea dosage. Like it's not a huge thing. Of course, there are certain plants you need to be very cautious about. For instance, like kava kava, which I love too. We can talk about that later, but there are some plants that you need to be prepared to have a bit more reverence with their potency, let's just say. So yeah, I will keep talking about plants and nutrition. These were some that are staples in our house. I will also talk about micronutrients that are the other kind of like lifesavers and staples that we have in our house and that I think are just really good for everybody. So I hope this is helpful. And if you enjoyed this, please subscribe or like or leave a comment or leave a rating or however you want to pass it along to somebody. It really does help. And like I've said in previous episodes, this is really my love note to all of you. And I hope that this serves you in some way. That's why I'm doing it. Till next time.